Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We did it. I still can't believe we got this project done so fast and so well.
When I'm in New York,
I'm in Chicago,
and I'm in LA. But
we're making it happen in Miro.
Together.
Our best work just happens faster on Miro's collaborative online whiteboard. No more scheduling meeting after meeting for work that could happen
from anywhere. Whether it's getting design feedback here,
mapping timelines here,
or brainstorming next steps here. It all just happens on the Miro board.
Exactly. And it's nice not having to wait an entire day to get sign-off from this guy.
Hey! Well, it is true.
See how Miro users save up to 80 hours every year by meeting less and doing more. Get on board at Miro.com. The first three boards are free forever. That's Miro.com.
Hey, sweetie, what do you think of our new car from Carvana?
Think it can handle our busy family?
Well, we have 7 days to see. First, we can take the scenic route to the beach and stargaze through the moonroof. We'll see if your drums fit in the trunk. Then we can pick up mommy's friends and check out that legroom. And we should really visit grandma. She's getting up there.
That's like a whole lifetime in 7 days.
And like one busy family.
With our 7-day money-back guarantee, you can confidently shop for cars 100% online. Visit Carvana.com for all terms and conditions. We'll drive you happy. At Carvana.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now, the good stuff.
Oh, you know, I was just looking at your videos earlier, and it was the one about, parents at Sunday league.
Yeah. We got kids.
Yeah, man.
Is that you? Yeah, one of the guys.
Oh man, they're the worst people, man. Like, because you know, but football's all about like temperament and all that.
Yeah,
these kids got no chance. Yeah, with parents like that.
It was my brother. Last one I went to, the kid referee was like about 15.
Yeah.
He was made, obviously he's 15, isn't it? He's just doing his thing, bro. Some of the abuse he was getting, like I had to tell one parent, bro. He's a 15-year-old kid, fam.
Yeah.
And this game means shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This game means nothing, bro. Your son's not gonna make it.
Yeah.
Your son's shit. He's not gonna make it.
Yeah.
So why are you screaming at his ref, bro? Yeah. Let him do his thing, man.
I like it when they give him like real sort of like technical advice, and his kid's just like picking his nose, just not even looking. You know what I mean? Like, go with your man. Go with your man. And the kid's like just having a piss, not paying no attention. Do you know what I mean? But I think I did it. I took my boy because I, you know,
do
like,
they play?
That's fair. I got him into his team, and I was excited about it.
How many kids do you have?
I've got two. I've got a boy and a girl.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I got my boy into a team, and he's young for his age. He's like a June baby, so like. When you're seven, 8-year-olds, they're so much bigger than him and all that. And I think he's got a little bit intimidated, and he was just like, he didn't want to get. When he plays with me, he's sick. But you put him like on the.
Oh, sir. So,
do you know what I mean? He gets with other kids, and he's just like, he struggles.
He's just like the occasion of it gets to him.
I think that's it. Because it's just people shouting, going mad.
What you need to do is shout at him at home so he's used to that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Just wake him up in the morning, just shouting football.
Get the fuck downstairs!
Call it a tackle!
But you do see, that's the thing about his parents giving their kids shit when they're like six.
Just card him throughout the day for shit.
Yeah. Sly tackle him in the kitchen. One of them.
How old is he?
He's eight now.
Oh, okay. Still hella young.
Yeah, so I've actually just just converted into Palace.
Oh, really?
Because he's Chelsea, because all his mates were Chelsea. But do you agree with this, though? Do you think, I was thinking this the other day, when you're told to who to support as a kid, from your dad or whatever, right? It's sort of like...
abuse.
Isn't it, really? Like, it's
if it's Palace.
Yeah, if it's Palace, depends who it is. Depends who it is.
Because this is my thing. I was Chelsea, because my first football kit was Palace. Then my uncle took me to Chelsea. So I started supporting Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's like the Zola days.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
And all that, right? And then when I got older, I converted back to Palace.
But why? How much older?
Like teens.
Oh, okay.
Like late teens. But it's like, because... Do you remember when Football Factory came out?
Yeah.
And all these Chelsea fans came out of nowhere.
Oh, so he's like, I don't want to be associated with that shit.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah, all that fucking shit. I just went back to Palace.
Yeah, man. So I'm just a Palace fan.
I would have just went to someone who was winning at that point.
No, but I think that, but then also then I...
But I'm a fake Palace fan, though. I'm just letting you wrong. I only support Palace.
You wear a different football shirt every day. So.
Yeah, I only support Palace because my cousin plays for you guys.
Is it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah. As soon as he goes, I'm gone.
Oh, really?
Because I was a mess. I was like, obviously, it was at QPR.
Yeah.
So I was there all the time. I was like, I might as well support QPR.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was calm. And then he moved. So like, it was funny because when I was working at BT, innit? Yeah. And there was a guy who was a massive QPR fan.
Right.
Like Charlesy, yeah?
Yeah.
We used to talk about QPR all day, innit?
Yeah.
So like, when he moved to Palace, he come up to me one day. He was like, "Oh, you see what happened with the boys?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "Oh, is that QPR?" I was like, "I don't fucking want QPR anymore." Get the fuck away from me!
You're my cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't talk to me.
Like, get away from me, you wasty. But yeah, so like, yeah.
What,
nah,
what do you what do you do for BT then?
So obviously,
a BT engineer.
Like. No, I started BT Sporting. I started there as an apprentice.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was logging.
Right.
And, like, so I. For example, like I'd watch like a football game,
yeah,
and then I would fucking have like six, like basically watch like six games a day, and I would have to like identify all the key moments in the game, so like fouls, free kicks, who scored, when they scored, etc. I just log the time of the game.
What for?
So like, for example, let's say you're a producer and you want to do a Neymar fucking compilation, you just type Neymar's in and all his logs of what he's done in the games come up, so you can just be like, oh, I want to get that skill, when I get this or whatever. So that's what I was doing, and then I would just be like be like runners on shoots and stuff, so like making people's teas and heating up the lasagna or whatever.
Proper stuff,
yeah, just fucking crafting hard. So I was just doing that for 2 years, and then I moved to the digital team.
Right.
But around that time that's when I thought, I want to do stand up. I wanted to do stuff, so I started doing like stand up. But then luckily, the head of creative at BT is a massive stand up fan.
Yeah.
So when he found out I was doing that, he just started pushing me in the direction of like presenting and that. So I started doing like Instagram stories, and obviously my Instagram stories were sick because, so it would be like a live event, innit? And I'll be doing like behind the scenes, but obviously I would just be taking the piss. I would be like, I'll be hiding in the changing rooms and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Come out, Tyson. I'll be like, bro, I'm begging him to get this. And then, so, like, my Instagram stories, they were like, how the fuck are you getting in these places? You know what I mean? I was just like, just blagging. I was basically just blagging it, innit? I got in trouble bare times from security and all of that. But it just came out sick. So, like, oh, why don't you start hosting the Instagram stories? Be like, yeah, I'm here. So started doing that. And then we just did a workshop at Google. And then I pitched the What I Wore idea. And then, boom, that got commissioned. And they were, I thought I was just going to produce on it. And I was like, finally, I can get my own show that I produce. And I was just like, oh, do you want to host the first one? So I was like, yeah, cool. So I did the first one with Dele Alli. And then, normally you do like an in-house pilot. So yeah. I just thought, I was going to do this one so to show the people how it will look, etc.
Yeah.
But then Rio Ferdinand got hold of it and he wanted to do it. And they couldn't find someone in time enough. So they just said, yeah, you might as well do it. And then they put the real one out and it just took off. And I was just like, yeah,
yes, Andrew.
That's your thing, sort of thing. But that's the same time I started doing stand-up properly, like every night at that point.
Yeah.
So it kind of just meshed. And it kind of helped my stand-up because people thought I was bigger than I was. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I had my own TV show where I was an over-micer.
Yeah.
So the world just started meshing.
That's quality. So you're hanging around with footballers on the regs now.
Yeah, bro. Oh, I'm nice, so, man. But it's mad. But obviously, like,
they're all in your phone book.
Yeah, I got a few guys still.
Oh yeah,
but they're
cool,
man. And they're so much rich. They're so much richer than me, which is like depressing.
Are they humble with it still? Oh yeah.
99% of footballers I've met are the coolest people.
Yeah.
It's like the own the pricks are like their agents or someone like that.
Yeah, name names.
On the Patreon. We're doing a Patreon.
Are we live?
Yeah.
I can't name.
Yeah. I mean, no.
Yeah. I can't name names. There's a few. Like,
of course.
Like,
honestly, of
if we're going to do it on the Patreon, we will. Stay behind at the end.
There's a few pricks, but they're most of them are.
But you reckon they would just always be pricks, whether they were like fucking like scaffolders or not?
There's like a scale, innit? There's like, most of them are calm. They're just calm. Yeah. They're professionals. They do their thing. They're nice and they leave.
Yeah.
There's only a few that are dickheads, but then there's like an extra few who are just like super, super nice.
Yeah.
Like Van Persie was just like, it was just like over nice, bro. It's like, bro, are you trying to move to me? Like, do you know what I mean? He was nice.
You'll know.
Like, yeah. Or like Ian Wright, like one time Ian Wright, yeah, it was mad. Like the first.
Please don't tell me he's.
No, he's a G.
I was worried then.
So like one time, yeah, when I first started BT, the first week, they let us watch the Champions League game with the pundits.
Right.
So we're sitting down in the big studio with the pundits in it, watching the game. And like the press, the production officer. So how it works is like during the game, that's when the pundits eat. Obviously, they get what they want and they get Nando's or whatever. Yes. And then the rest of the people, like the camera guys here, they just have like sandwiches or whatever, innit?
Scraps.
Yeah, scraps. common people.
Out of the floor.
So like, imagine now the production officer is giving out sandwiches to like the crew members, innit?
Yeah.
Then he doesn't give us, the apprentices, any sandwiches. He just like goes past us, innit? But obviously I wasn't hungry anyway. We'd eaten before. Yeah. But then Ian Wright went mad on the guy, bro.
Yes.
It's like, yo, like, why are you not giving them, like, you're offering everyone sandwiches, but you're not giving the kids sandwiches. Like, why are you being like that? And the guy was like, oh, no, they're not hungry. They're not hungry. He's like, what do you mean they're not hungry? You don't know. Like, you didn't ask dogs, them, innit?
Sorry, yeah, yeah. They've been for a walk.
Yeah. He was like, you don't know. They're not hungry. Like, he just went in on them. And to the point that I was embarrassed for the guy because I wasn't, generally wasn't hungry, innit? Do you know what?
And Ian Wright's like, eat the fucking sandwich.
Like, and then I was just like, but obviously for the coach, I just had to take, when he offered, I had to take one, innit? Just because, but he backed it from there. And we was literally nobody's, like, do you know what I mean? We was just sitting there. But he just went to bat for us, which was like...
Well, someone like Ian Wright, though, he got into football late as well, innit? So
he's just a real guy. Yeah, you can tell, like, he's not like, oh, like fucking, like, in the clouds or whatever. He's just like, bro, just offer people sandwiches. Yeah.
Real guy. Because that's the thing, because like these kids who got thrust into football, like a lot of them are just real people, innit? But I think you've got to be wary not to let it get to your head.
But some of them, like, if he's deep, like, some of like, the top pros have probably been, like, model coddled ever since they were, like, 12.
Yeah.
If in academies, it's just been looked after their whole life, really. So they've, like, they're not... So as you're saying, Ian Wright fucking was playing non-league. No one gave a shit about him, sort of thing. So he's been in the real world before he's made it. Whereas like when you're a footballer for that long and that young, you're kind of just used to people taking care of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also like letting it go. Like sometimes with like, not just footballers, any kind of fame.
Yeah.
You've got sometimes these young kids and they grow up to be dickheads. You think, it's not their fault.
I don't think so. Like, and it's easy, like you can get wrapped. Because like when I'm doing shoots now and I'm in the dressing room, you get people like, I was in a shoot the other day and like the runner came in. She was like, oh, I just, for tomorrow's shoot, do you want anything particular for your dressing room? I was like, what? She was like, yeah, anything you want, we can get it.
Chair?
I was like, yeah, I just want a chair, some water. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But you can get used to that. Like,
yeah.
Apparently, like when I was performing at Leicester Square, theater, and then, like, when Dave Chappelle comes in, he wants like all the lights red and like he has like two rotisserie chickens.
Oh, really? I do think that though. Like, how can you take the piss? You don't even want it.
I'm just going to ask for it.
It's literally mad,
but you can just get, I think you can just get accustomed to that. Do you know what I mean?
There's stories of like bands, riders that are just wild and it's like certain colour M&Ms. That's all you have in the bowl.
Yeah.
Steve Aoki has some wild shit as well because like when people are touring, they're living out of a suitcase, so he has to have this certain outfit. He has to have a cake that he throws in someone's face and all this sort of mad shit.
I think people do it. But I think that's the.
But
that's
do you not think
though.
That's them taking the piss? I don't think it's real. That's real.
Some of it is.
But I think some of these people get so famous that they live in this fucking mental land.
They live in a different
world. Whenever I've been sort of near any sort of like celebrity people, right, and they've got like PAs or managers and that, where they literally just get told where to be at a certain time. I like the sound of that. That sounds.
As in, like,
that,
yeah, yeah. The,
that
the,
sounds.
The,
that sounds.
The structure
good.
Of it.
Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, if I could make a profession out of comedy, I'd like to just sort of like move around, bumping into things, and then when someone just point me in the direction of a stage,
then you're just there. Just
go and do that. And I ain't got to think too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
I've got
yeah.
organized my own shit, I think that looks. But I think what I was saying before though is like when you get like someone like Justin Bieber or someone acting like a little brat or a dickhead. What do you expect, man?
Yeah, I don't think it's their fault, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you get 15-year-olds acting like dickheads when they ain't got nothing. Give them millions of pounds, then see what happens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Everyone's, I think, like, most... That's why, like it's mad, like, because just, like, all this shit, like, these guys have to deal with as well. Like, this little things, like, when I speak to my cousin now, it's just like, bro, like, I just got to... Like, I can't tweet this, I can't do this, because they're onto you.
Yeah.
In this era as well, like with social media, they'll get onto you. So it's, yeah. They just protect themselves, do you know what I mean? And that's why I feel, like when I was saying earlier, like some of the press officers and that are kind of dickheads. I don't blame them for that as well, because footballers are just so used to getting shit and things written about them that they're just super harsh and like of and trying to protect them. Whereas the footballers seem to be calm, but the press officer knows that this little thing he said can just be misquoted, and then he's in the sun for a week. Do you know what
like,
I mean?
I think out of all the things as well, like footballers, like they get shit as well. But like even like at the games, but you know when they're taking the corner, and they just fucking he's just standing around and calling him a wanker.
Yeah, one time I was working at United Barcelona, at Old Trafford. The amount of shit Suarez was getting, if Suarez walked up to the guy and punched him in the face, I would have thought he deserved that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of shit he was getting, and, like, when he, like, some guy was giving him abuse all game.
Yeah.
And then Suarez scored, and he celebrated in, like, a cheeky way, like, basically telling him to shut the fuck up. And then the guy was getting upset, like, why is he doing that? I'm like, bro, you've been calling his mum a cunt for 45 minutes, bro.
Exactly.
Like, let him celebrate how he wants to, do you know what I mean?
I remember there was one Beckham when he was playing, and he was on the front page of the paper, putting his finger up, and the headline was like, Beckham loses it. Someone's been calling his mum a cunt for 90 minutes. He puts his finger up. Oh, you wrong'un. How dare you?
It's mad, yeah.
But even like, what's it, Harry Maguire? Oh. The shit that how is that for your mental health, man? Like,
but that's the thing. Like, I feel like you can deal with it at the games, maybe. But when you go home and you log on Twitter, and guys are memes and all of that.
The memes is the one.
The memes, bro, the memes. They bro, cut the deep. Certain memes. I know I would have killed myself by now. I would have jumped off a building if there's certain memes that Maguire gets. But these guys, their mental strength is mad.
And it's sometimes the worst. Like, it's obviously doing online stuff, I get trolls and shit. worst is when they call you up on something that you're like self-conscious of yourself. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think I've said it on the podcast before, but like someone said to me once, shame you can't grow a proper beard. And I'm really conscious of that. That's sort of when, oh, you come, man. I'm working on it. But when they pull you up on it, but did you get any trolls? And
one time I got mad hate, because I did, when it was the Euros, England playing Italy. I did a video like the day before. I was like, no Italian for 24 hours, isn't it?
I remember that week.
So I was just being stupid. Like, I was like,
no Italians,
nothing Italian.
Oh, right,
for 24 hours because it's coming home. That was the video. Right?
Right.
So like, my friend was eating. Like Bemi was walking with a cappuccino. I was like, what are you drinking? He's like, cappuccino. I slapped out of his hand and like dashed like PG tips in his face. like it's coming home sort of thing. Yeah. So like. The video put out, the video went mad, innit?
Yeah.
And then, like, bare Italians were getting on to me, innit? Yeah. And then when we lost, brother, the amount of abuse.
Yeah.
I've never seen that many monkeys and bananas. It was
fuck.
It was mad. It was mad. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, God.
But but that's what I mean. But I was just taking it like, oh, whatever, like.
Yeah.
But some of them will give me abuse in Italian. So I had to like Google, Google Translate it, fucking monkey. I was like, oh shit, I should have done that.
That's even worse. Like you've had to go to the effort to translate the insult. You learn Italian. He's called me a cunt.
Yeah, it was mad. It was mad. But that's like the worst I've got. And you get a few like.
Do you read them or do you try not? Do you think I ain't gonna fucking?
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, at first, like when I first did the show, I used to go on the comments bare.
Yeah.
And like, I just got to a point where it's like, you kind of just, I think when I got more confident in knowing I was good at what I was doing, I just kind of be like, oh, whatever.
Oh, so that's the good way to look at it, isn't it?
Yeah. I just got started to get more, because at the time I was self-conscious of how good I am. So that's why I was like, needed the fucking, like, who's talking about me? Like, But then now I just don't give a fuck.
Because I think when you start doing things online, because it's a new, even just videoing yourself feels weird, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When you
yeah.
first start doing it, you feel all self-conscious, like this just feels fucking, fucking weird. And it's that thing of like putting it out there. And because I'd say this to people a lot, like comedians, when they say, oh, how do you do online stuff and all that? Like I always say, like, at the beginning, don't fucking worry about it, because the truth is, no one's going to fucking see it anyway. Do you know what I mean? Because you just got to get comfortable on camera. And I think when you do first start off, it is that, oh, it's that horrible feeling you put it, because if you do stand up, you tell a joke, someone don't laugh. It's an instant. You just know immediate. That.
Yeah,
you
know that. You know that shit.
That video you put out there. you're just waiting.
Yeah. When's it gonna blow up? Is it gonna take an hour? So did you find doing stand up more comfortable than doing the videos?
Not really. Well, I've gone a weird way about it because I like sort of blew up first. My first intention was to do stand up.
Okay.
But then the pandemic happened, so I turned to
doing
online stuff. Yeah. Then I went to doing stand up. But it's I think it gave me confidence. It made me better at stand up earlier because I was so used to joke writing and coming up with things.
Oh,
and finding what you is funny about yourself.
Quicker.
Do you know what I mean? Because it takes ages to just do that on stage alone. So I think that's why I think like online comedy is quite vital, because it's a quicker way of learning how to work
that's
out
true,
what,
yeah.
what
it's, quick,
makes,
it's a quick turnaround as well.
And you'll find that sort of persona quicker, I think, just from, you can, as I said it last week, like, just blast it out there as much as you want, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's the good thing. Like, do you feel like certain comics like try, because you're doing so well online, there's like a resentment there?
Yes.
The niggas be hating, isn't it? They're going to be hating, bro. Yeah, no, just because no one follows you. Why are you hating on my guy? Do you know what I mean? I don't like that, man.
Yeah, I mean, no one ever says anything, but you just...
Name names.
Patreon. It's on Patreon. No, you just... I might be paranoid, but I just get this sense of like they're going, I hope he's shit.
Yeah.
when I get up on stage, I mean...
Yeah.
But, And they're sometimes right. So
I think you'll find there's obviously some who are like that, but I think a lot of people just, there is also a lot of goodwill in the comedy community, and people don't want,
yeah,
I mean, I love it when my mates do badly, but only,
but that's for bands.
But for bands, because you know that they're good.
Yeah,
do you know what
I mean?
That's true. But like, you know, if there's someone new on the scene and they're what's called thing, you want them to be doing well. You want them to be funny, because otherwise it's just bad for comedy, man.
I think what's nice though is because you know,
hate seeing people bomb, bro.
Yeah, mate.
It's the worst. I hate
awkwardness in the room. So, and if you don't know them, you're just like,
And like, you kind of got to, after they come off, you kind of got to be like, that was good, man.
Yeah. I feel bad for, I my heart goes, that is compassion for me. That is, I'm not thinking, I just want to give him a cuddle. Come on, man.
But if I saw one of you two bomb, it wouldn't be as.
You wouldn't see that.
True. You lot are sick. But if I saw that, as I said, like, with my friends, but it's calm, as Mitch is saying, because you kind of know they're good.
Yeah.
You just know it's like
The only ones I like seeing bomb, well, I don't even like seeing bomb, but it's the overconfident, arrogant ones. But you're thinking, like...
When they're just like, I'm sick.
Humbling. It's humbling to them. I met you at one of my first ever gigs.
Like, where was that? Was that at the Cav?
Cav.
Yeah, but you were sick that night, but I didn't know you did the online stuff.
Yeah, I won.
I didn't know. So it wasn't like I was watching you thinking that, like, you were just like sick. And I was just like, oh, that guy's funny. But then then you messaged me online. I was like, oh, bro, I know you're shit, but I didn't get connected to. Yeah. So you had just first started doing gigs then?
I feel like I'm a guest on this. Yeah.
No, I've taken over. That's what I do.
Switch a room.
Take over.
Yeah.
So what are you saying, sorry?
No, I'm saying, was that one of the first gigs you was doing?
I was in one of the first 10, I think. Something like that.
Oh, sick.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. So
you made it now?
Nah, not really. Getting there. Right, I think we'll crack on with some
questions. Yeah,
questions.
Let's do this, man.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
So there's obviously a few embarrassing things in my life, but I think the one that sticks out is when I was like, I just left like schools, like maybe like my second year.
Yeah.
Leaving school, I really liked this girl, innit?
And dodgy territory already, innit?
I like this girl, but basically, like, you know when, like, I was so not used to girls. So do you know, you know when like any girl sends, I was at an age where if any girl talked to me, I thought she liked me.
Yeah,
I didn't know the difference between friend zones and all of this stuff. I didn't know. Now I know when a girl's friend zoning me, when like she's brotherling me, or when she's into me. I just thought she's chatting to me. She must love me. She must want to. You know what I mean?
I still like that now.
So anyway, this girl, yeah, like we was planning to go out, innit? Like it's like Valentine's. So she's planning to go out. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like surprise her. She's like, come meet me at work, innit? I knew where she worked, so I was like, I went to get flowers. Like, obviously, these times I don't have money, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, the little money I had, I blew it all on the flowers, innit? So, so I'm walking, I get to her work, yeah, and like, she's not there. Do you get me? She's not there. So then I go into the, like, so and so here. And they were like, no, she's gone time ago. So I'm thinking like...
Holding the flowers.
Yeah, I'm holding the flowers, isn't it? So I'm holding the flowers. So like, yeah, she's gone time. So I'm thinking like maybe she's gone, she's coming back. So I stand out of the place, man, holding the flowers. And like bare people like just like walking past me like, oh, that's so cute, that's so cute. Look, oh, that's so cute, yeah. So
how old are you?
I must have been like 17.
Yeah.
At the time, 17, yeah, maybe 16, 17. But I was just standing there.
Fresh, and like, hungry.
Yeah, and hungry, just trying to get some pussy, do you know what I mean? trying. I'm like, this is the way to do it, yeah? And like, it was so embarrassing because like, girls just kept walking by like, oh, this is so sweet. And I'm kind of looking at them like, I want to give them to you now, babe.
You talk to me, you love me. These girls love me.
So anyway, I wait there for like a good hour, innit? And then I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? This girl's obviously gone home. Do you know what I mean? Like, come to realization. So then I got on the train home, and there was a girl sitting on the train who was buff. And she looked at me. So I was like, hi, can I give you these flowers? And she was like, nah, I got a man. So I just went home and gave the flowers to my mum. This is a big bad thing. I gave the flowers to my mum. My mum was like, who's this for? I was like, it's for you. It's for Valentine's Day. You're my Valentine's, isn't it? And then...
What does this note say?
Yeah. And then literally the girl texts me like the next morning. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't have no date. Oh, like, I went home, et cetera, et cetera. She's like, can we plan to go out the next day or two, innit? So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm back. Like, cool. So
Mum, give me them flowers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I went to meet her, innit?
So this is where you fucked up already, though, man.
Well, going again.
Yeah, because you're playing to her game then.
Bro, this is...
Go for the bad boy.
Yeah, but bro,
bad
this, boy is not, this is how I know this, yeah. This was a good learning curve for me. Cause, so again, I'm like, okay, she must like me still. Cool, that was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'll come along.
So
yeah,
I came again early. This time was a morning thing.
Morning thing,
bro. And then like went for like a coffee joint, innit? She told me what she wanted. Like we sat down.
Oh, you met her this time. She showed up.
Yeah, she showed up.
Flowers are slightly dead.
Yeah. Flowers are gone. So then we sat down for coffee, yeah. And then like she just tells me what she wants. She goes, I'll have this. And then just looked at me, expecting me to pay for it, innit? So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. So I went to pay for it, the gentleman thing. When I come down, she started talking to me about this guy that she likes. And I was like, nah, fam. And I didn't tell no one about this because I would have been grilled, innit? And I remember thinking that day, nah, I need to be a pimp, man. That's my villain horror story, man.
I always remember there was this bit. I think, how we used to do it? The comedian used to do it, but it was... how long did it take before a girl tells you that she's got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
You have to stop to walk up. Like, I'm done with this, man. There's only one reason
guy, Jack Barry or something like that. He quite a famous sort of TV sketch where he'd be like, oh, yeah, and then...
Oh, the fish tank thing, when he's carrying a fish tank.
Yeah, and just drop it. He kicks the dog. Boyfriend, fuck off!
But it's true, though, isn't it? You go, if a guy's being overly... I don't trust them nice guys.
I hate all of them guys.
All
of them guys trying to get laid.
Yeah.
All guys.
It's I call it, there's different kind of strikers. I call them man poachers. They just hang around mess and then it's their chance, boom, they're in.
The Linekers.
Yeah, yeah, they're trying their thing. I see all of those guys, those male feminist guys. I know what you're trying to do, bro.
They're the worst kind,
aren't they? Yeah, you're trying to get some pussy, bro.
Slipping in, sneaking in. They're the ones who get cancelled later on. Like them ones.
Anytime someone is on it like that, I know they've done shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you're too...
Yeah.
It's too weird to act like that. Do you know what I mean? So I know you're just trying to deflect something that you've done.
Do you have them in like as your mates? Or do you think like, as soon as you know, you're wary of them kind of guys, you...
No, do you know what it is? Like, it's weird because I think, I'm not sure what you would say with this, but I think it's like a class thing, those kind of people. Because I come from like the estate. Those guys are on the other side. Most of them guys are like dogs.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, you don't need to chill out, man. Do you know what I mean? But most of them, those male feminist kind of guys are not guys I grew up with or hang out with. It's just people that I've been in contact with as I moved up in comedy or like TV industry. It's like mostly middle class people that do things that I think are fucking weird. Do you know what I mean?
They're the sort of sensitive ones getting like offended on your behalf.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Do you know what I mean? Why are you telling me this shit, bro? I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember someone was telling me that because I was someone was telling me about Little Britain. Yeah, they were like, oh, like Little Britain, like I'm so she said to me, I'm so upset for you. I was like, why? She was like, because Little Britain's the one I play. I was like, I fucking love Little Britain. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, fuck off with that shit. I don't care about you trying to feel good. Do you know what I mean? That's all it is, like, to me. Like, do you know what I mean? So, like,
but they call it virtue signaling.
That's exactly what it is. These people just, it's like, bro, fuck off with that shit. Yeah.
I had it because I do a character, like a roadman character, right? And I had a comment from a guy the other day. This is borderline racist. I'm reporting you.
Right. It was a white guy.
Yeah. But I looked at his profile. He was dressed up as a Frenchman. That's cultural appropriation right there. Do you know what I mean?
He actually said he was reporting you.
Yeah. He said he's reporting me because I was just doing that voice. I'm like, white people talk like that as well.
I know bare white roadmen.
So him getting offended on other people's part, it's crazy, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what that is, though. I think that's just a thing of like people. I think generally people are bored.
Yeah,
of their life, and they just need something.
Oh, it's
there's
that thing.
No,
like...
There's no like some people who haven't been oppressed by anything feel the need to sort of kick back. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, okay, I've not had any. I've had a very easy, chill life. And mixing in like boredness and stuff like that, and they kind of want to have.
Probably that overprivilege, isn't it?
It's not enough.
Like I think when you're like. Maybe in the war, when you was rationing, your house was getting bombed.
You didn't have
time to get offended.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
My fucking house is getting bombed.
Like even to think about certain things. Like I was watching a video the other day, they were on Good Morning Britain or something, and there were the flat earthers debate.
All right.
These guys are debating the earth is flat. The other people are debating the earth is round. Yeah. And I was thinking like someone like my mum. I told my mum I was like, mum, check this. My mum was like so confused someone like my mum, yeah, who's like been through shit, come from a village in Ghana, has never ever thought about whether the earth is flat.
She's got
real life problems, bro. Like she don't care if the earth is diagonal. She's got rent to pay. Do you know what I mean? So I just like you don't have a great life. This is the thing that's puzzling you. Like, oh fuck, is the earth flat or not? It's like who gives a fuck whether the earth is flat or not? The fact that you can even think about that as a problem shows your life is good. Do you know what I mean?
But it's like I was saying this to my mate earlier, like what camps you put yourself in, like are you just left, are you right? Can we talk about something else camp? I don't give a shit what your, especially your opinion. You know what I mean? The fuck are you? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, but that's even like in like terms of like, because I was saying with you, like working class background and that, when it comes to politics and that, I'll never talk about on stage, I never do anything. I think I've done like a little sketch about it once, and they've only like, I didn't mean it because I have no political view, because I don't find none of them relatable.
You're
saying words I don't even understand.
That's why I say Boris is the best prime minister ever.
You understand?
It's funny.
Yeah,
fucking around. I like it.
It gets to that point, isn't it, where like you'd think like if I understand the words, it was they just watch them things. You ever watched like House of Commons debates? And they're all there making noise like, that's not how you
order.
Like I was saying, like when I used to fit carpets, right, and like sell people carpets and that. Like, I'd go around people's houses, discuss the carpet, you know, tell them how we're going to do it. At no point did I start going, because they'd lose faith in me to fit their carpet, not run a country. Do you know what I mean? I'm only fitting their carpet.
But that's why I say, like, everyone is shit at running a country. No one can, it's a job no one can do. So it. You might as well get entertained by the guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, everyone's taking that serious. It's
and
like,
that's
bro.
The thing. Like, you know, I don't think you'll ever have someone in charge where the whole country just goes, yeah, he's sick, man.
Yeah. Like, it's never going to happen. Yeah,
it's like, you're having, I'm thinking this when you have an argument with someone. Like, if you truly believe something, right? And you, when, how often do you see an argument where someone goes, oh yeah, actually, no, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
It never happens.
It never happens. That never,
do you know what I mean? So just, yeah. I don't know. I just sort of try and stay out of it because I don't.
It's weird. It's a weird time we live in, man. It's just like, I think, like, honestly, I think people are so bored. People just want, like, to be special in a way.
Yeah.
And they want to, like, just, like, I'm doing this thing. It's like, bro, like, you men are not doing shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was thinking.
Like, I got, like, one guy messaged me on Insta saying he's going to unfollow me because I hadn't, posted about Ukraine. Ukraine. He's like, do you not care about Ukraine? And I was like, yeah. But what? I was like, what do you, so I pushed back. I was like, what do you think happens when I post? He was like, you need to, like, spread awareness. I'm like, everybody knows what's happening. Yeah.
Oh, what, that main headline? They need Andrew
Everyone knows, yeah. Everyone knows what happened. Like, also, if I post, do you think the war stops now? Do you know what I mean? It's like, but well, people do that to make themselves feel good.
That's exactly right.
So I was doing that some award show, right? And this guy walks on, like, he was presenting an award. He has a Ukraine badge, presenting an award. Everyone stands up, starts clapping. Right. So I'm not really paying. Obviously, the award show thing is mad boring. Yeah. So I'm not paying attention. So I just see everybody. I'm like not even looking at the thing. I just see everybody get up and start clapping. So I get up and start clapping, thinking someone has said something, whatever. And I was like, everyone's clapping for like 2 minutes. The guy hasn't said anything. Everyone's clapping. So I was like, so everyone sits down. So I was like, why are they clapping? And it was like, oh, this guy's from Ukraine. The guy starts speaking. He sounded like us. I'm like, he knows from me. He sounds English. He goes, yeah, I think his grandma. I'm like, this is some bullshit. Just sit down. Do you know what I mean? We support Ukraine. It's calm. Yeah. You don't have to clap because someone's grandma is from Ukraine.
When it first happened, the war broke out, I did this sketch, right? And the sketch was about that bloke who's still at the after party, going, yeah, man, because, like, fucking the war in Ukraine, you know, they're off their nut trying to sort it out, you know what I mean? Like, you get them everywhere, don't you?
Yeah, that's funny.
And I've got so much hate. It's just so insensitive. What, because I said the word Ukraine? I'm not taking a piss out of Ukraine.
Yeah.
I'm taking a piss out of people who pretend to know. And just people just get mad.
People are mad, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's just some certain triggers that people just back off from? So, like, if you was talking about race or if you were talking about, like, the war in Ukraine, just the fact that you mentioned it, they're like, oh, shit.
Just the word,
But
it goes the opposite way around as well. Like, people back off from it or people lean into it as in to say, you said that thing. That's just a word. Because words just trigger people, wouldn't it? But also, it's a great way to grow on social media. If you just say something
invade Ukraine?
No, that's true. Because that's why I started, like, my stand-up here. When I started putting it out, I started doing... Like, I put out a clip about how I prefer racist people than woke people, right? And how, like, woke people are just mad annoying and I'd rather deal with racists because they're just straightforward, you know.
You know what you're going to get.
Whereas I don't need someone patronising me at a party saying I matter, you know what I mean? Yeah. Random person. And, like, the clip went nuts, innit? Because it's just people debating.
Yeah.
Like, fuck these woke people. These people are like, no, he's talking about this. And it's just like, fam, like, you know, I'm just mucking around. Like, I don't give a shit about any of this. But it just grew because, like, as you're saying, some people just leaned into it. Like,
you do. And I'll you can do little things like people. I did this talking to camera thing about moaning about, you know, guys, you take their tops off when it's not even that hot.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, I think, because I remember once I did a sketch saying UK mums or something like that, the impression of UK mums. And then someone was like, why are you including Scotland in this? So I was like, all right, next time I'll say, does this only happen in England?
Yeah.
And then people go, no, it happens in Scotland.
You can't win.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I don't know, I'm just the funny. But then I realised that it's just people just, if people get, it's obviously I'm not being offensive, but people are getting triggered and then comments are going off. You just, I'm just
going to. But that helped, you're saying that helped.
Yeah, but I never replied to it. Do you know what I mean? Because I think as long as you know you're going with good intentions, you're not trying to offend anyone. You're just trying to make people laugh, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
And the
thing is as well, like, it must be a nightmare for them comedians who are, what's the word? Like, they, what do they call them? Like, dark.
Edgy
comedians. Like, the amount of shit they must get. And I'm like, the far end of edgy. And I still get pulled up on shit. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, so sometimes I think if you're going to go for it, just fucking go for it.
I think some people feel like edgy comics are trying to be edgy rather than saying the stuff that they just think is funny. And I think a lot of working class comics are edgy because growing up,
darker sense of humor is kind of
it's all about fucking with each other and taking the piss out of each other.
Well, like I said,
that's the kind of shit we find funny.
But
because
I think the sensitive people will see it as dark.
That's just how we grew up or whatever. Yeah. So it's but some people think they're trying to do, because there's certain comics that are trying to. Like, I remember one time I was at the Cav, some guy was saying some dark shit and he was just bombing hard.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, don't worry, I'll just say the things you guys think but can't say. I was like, nigga, no one's thinking that. Do you know what I mean? No one's thinking that, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think there is a balance of people just trying to say shocking things. But as you're saying, when people are just trying to be funny, you can see people are just trying to be funny.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
like,
they're just taking a piss.
I think that's the working class thing as well, of like when you... If you go into the pub and you've got like you've got a flowery shirt, but you like the flowery shirt, you think I'm gonna wear the flowery shirt. I'm not gonna get shit.
You're gonna get roasted. Yeah.
But you just go and think, fuck it. I like the flowery shirt, man.
It's that
sort of thing. It's that, and I've like working in the van as well. If I have any bit of success, they just knock me back down. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It just toughens you up, I think.
Again, that's just like working class. I don't know. There's like which I've learned in comedy, there's like a disparity between working class, because the comedy industry is so middle class.
Yeah.
I find it hot. Like, I felt like working class comics find it hard to maneuver because the industry is so middle class, and it's like it's a bit different. I don't know.
But you know what? It's something I bring up a lot, working class and class net. Because the only thing is, like, I've never really thought about it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, you're a working class comic. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck I am.
Then you start to realize, because you get like people tell you you're something.
And
you don't realize, because you just walk around thinking
this is funny. This is how it's always. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I think, because I remember I used to have like an office job as well, and that's the first time I started mixing with...
What are you saying? So have you quit now? Are you full time?
No, I'm still working.
Oh, so that's going to change soon, don't worry.
But I remember like working in an office, and that was the first moment of feeling like stupid. Like no education, do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like proper dumb, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but sometimes like...
I remember once, they took me to a restaurant. I've never really been to a fancy restaurant. I was like... this chicken's nice, isn't it? Nice bit of chicken, that. And it was the halloumi cheese. I think I complimented the chef on the chicken. That chicken, mate, that is banging. That bit of chicken. Never had it before. I don't know.
When I got into the office at BT, there's bare stuff I didn't know, and I was just blagging it the whole way. Cause like, basically, when I was logging, that was like, we called that the hood of BT. It's like a dark room full of black guys, right? And it was just wild in there, innit?
Yeah.
When I moved to the digital team, it was so different. And I always found myself just going back to the locker room just to get some soul back and then going back. But it was interesting. But it was also like, you could tell like a lot of people who go into the industry are like, that's like the most difficult thing they've done in their lives.
Yeah.
So like, there's certain things that people will panic about that I would think would is nothing.
Yeah.
Like one time, like, someone forgot a lens, and like one of the producers was just freaking out.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, it's just a lens. Like, it's just a video.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? It's not that.
And that's why you want to go back to your room with
your other boys. Yeah, because we'd be like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it was tricky to be like, I think there's a good thing being like working class and just dealing with life. You kind of just know life is real from young. Do you know what I mean?
And I think that we're breaking it late, because it's not hard to stay humble when you just, your perception of yourself is just I'm just that bloke.
Exactly.
It's like when you go to, like, I remember I got like being in VIP areas and stuff, and you're like, I want to get the VIP, go to the VIP.
Yeah.
You get up there, you're like, oh, go back over there.
It's boring.
But then I remember I was in the VIP at Ocean Beach, right? And literally the VIP, you're like, it's like up on a plinth, so you can still chat to the
plebs.
Peasants.
But what they're doing,
they're chatting to you, and they're like dead behind the eyes because they're just looking behind you
to see who's
there. How can I get in there?
Like,
it's weird. But yeah, it reminds me of, do you remember the Attenborough documentaries? with monkeys. You can get higher on the tree. And you know what I mean?
Have you seen that one with a bird? And it brings in, like, does the different dances. Yeah.
It's like that.
That's what you should have said. Yeah, dance for me, dance for me. Yeah. Who's coming in? Dance, yeah, dance. Yeah.
But it is. It literally is just another chair with a bit of rope.
My mates used to do these drinks. West End nights. And it's all just the front. And like I hate them, but I went to his birthday on one of these things, and the bottles all came, and just the swarm of girls came.
Ah.
And they just kind of just put their, none of them spoke a word to you. Yeah. They just put a cup in front of you.
Yeah.
Just like,
fuck off, bitch.
I was just like, sorry, are you part of the thing? She's like, no, but will you fill up my drink? I was like, yeah. It was mad that it was mental. It's just like a swarm and then filled this up.
I was in the VIP area in Ibiza again, right? And it was like, this is nice.
How much do those areas cost?
I don't know.
You're a big baller. I forgot.
I think it costs different amounts. No, different people.
It doesn't happen to be much.
No, but I'm not saying, obviously, if you're invited, I'm just saying, like, let's say I wanted to do a VIP thing in Ibiza. Yeah. Is that mad pricey?
I don't know. Well, there's a lot of you.
It depends where you go and it depends what the thing. Like, it's probably, you know, few hundred euros per person or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
But I think they did explain to me that it does work out. If there's a group of you, if you stand over there and keep going by drinks, if you work it out, you're not spending that much more and you get a better.
Yeah, it's committing to it. Yeah. So you spend $2,000 amongst 10 people. So it's 200 euros each or whatever.
Okay.
So it works out. Makes sense.
And then that's
your
alcohol.
But if he was just there, is the alcohol
that's
included?
Including the alcohol, yeah. So like I think that that package gets you.
They are worth
this
it.
This area, it's a bit more above it, but that's why you sort of see guys going, yeah, cool. I need four people for this table, sort of thing, you know. In the
that makes sense. Yeah.
But I got to this VIP here and it was like, you know them, and it was loads of people there. I thought, this is a good vibe, man. Like I was in this little, and all of a sudden it just went like dispersed. You know, like if there was like a pack of wolves that you bang, do a gun and they go,
cockroaches when you turn the light on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What happened? The big thing of Ciroc had run out.
Oh.
So there was no need to be. Like a carcass.
And it
all goes and then they just leave. You know what I mean? It was weird that. Yeah, you got. But I think that's the thing about sort of. It's come full circle. What we were talking about before. Like when you're young, if you're a part of that, that's all you know. But when you get older, you see through it, don't you?
You see that's
know what people are about a bit more, and you get. And I think. How old are you?
27.
So how long have you been doing comedy?
This is my fourth year.
Fourth year. I still start quite young then. You've got old head.
I'm wise beyond my years. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Because I always think like, there you are. No, man. But I always think like, imagine like, do you know you meet these comedians at like 19 and they've got all their life and they're all sorted out and they're all intelligent. Why are you doing this, man? When I was 19, I was such a dickhead. Like, I still am. How are you doing this? But I don't know.
I think with me, it was just like, I think what helped me is because I have like, I'm the youngest of my family.
Yeah.
So I've got older brothers and my two oldest brothers are like way older than me.
But no sisters?
No sisters.
That's why
you
shit with girls, isn't it? That's why, that's why you took the flowers.
Only mom, the only person I have is my mum, do you know what I mean? The only one to guide me.
I'm the same, I've only got a brother. So
I've got a sister, I'm also shit with girls.
But yeah, so like my older brothers are like mad older than me. So a lot of the stuff they were doing, I was doing like young. So like my favourite rapper is Nas. Yeah. It's like way before my time, but just because when I was really, really young, my brothers were playing him, so it's just like, oh, that's what I got used to.
Yeah.
So I kind of just like was hanging around older people from crazy young.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm like, that's it. Mature.
Get some more of these questions out.
Let's get it in, man.
Have you been arrested?
I've been arrested bare times.
He goes, I've got old head on young shoulders. I'm a wise man.
I'm a gangster.
Never charged.
I'm a gangster.
Free Mensa.
No, I got arrested one time in school.
In school?
So this is when I was in school, but yeah. I've never been arrested
for hanging around.
For a crime I did.
Oh, okay then.
I never got caught.
We got Mr. A team here.
Yeah. I've never been caught.
I felt like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. I'm innocent. I'm fucking innocent. Nah, so one time, my school was on a hill, innit? So I lived on the bottom of the hill, right? So like every after school.
It's like a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, after school, everyone would walk down the hill. Do you get me?
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, yeah, there was one guy that lived on the hill, yeah, like in the middle of the hill. He was always super aggy. Like anytime he saw one of the guys from school, he would just move like he was trying to beef us. Do you understand what I'm saying? He was just more, because he had a girl, obviously he had a girl with a nice bum. So all the, you know, the man them are being dumb and they're like, yo, babes, what are you saying? Okay. And he used to get his back up, innit?
Understandable.
Understandable, yeah, but we're kids. We're just idiots.
Oh, like, he's older then?
He's like, yeah, he's a big man. we're in like year 9 or whatever. So like, fuck the little kids, do you know what I mean? So whatever. But I think like one guy was just like, ended up beefing him sort of thing, or like, ended up having an issue with this guy, but his younger brother went to the school. Did you get it?
Right.
So when found out that his younger brother went to the school, they were just bullying this guy.
Because his brother's got a nice ass.
They were just bullying this guy, innit?
So
I think one guy basically like robbed him, innit? But he was wearing a grey hoodie. Yeah. Robbed this kid wearing a grey hoodie. They've called the police now, innit? So that day, I also happen to be wearing a grey hoodie.
Do you get me? Taking identity.
So I've gone, walked down the hill, got the bus to go chicken and chip shop. So as I'm getting on the bus, I get off the bus, just four police cars. Boom, grab man, like we're under arrest. And I was like, fam, do you mind think I'm John Gotti? Like I'm a kid.
We're like 14.
I'm like 14, 13. Yeah. And they were like, and obviously bare people were just around, didn't it?
How did they, how did they rob him? As in,
like, I think they robbed his phone. They just say like, you know, like, what phone you got, bro?
Yeah.
Let me hold that.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do it. They would politely rob you.
Yeah, we spoke about it last week.
You know what I mean?
The classic was, you got the time.
Yeah. Just rob you. Like, bro, let me hold your phone first. I need to make a call. You never get it back.
Yeah.
So anyway, this kid called the police. So I just happened to match the description of the guy. So they put me in a van, took me to Plumstead Police Station, and I was there for like 6 hours just in the cell and that. And my dad had to come and get me. And
did they told you what they accused you of?
They basically said you just matched the description of this guy, innit?
Who had robbed someone? They said that to you?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Whilst I was in the back of the van, back of the police car, and so they took me to Plumstead. But these times I was a kid, so they didn't even put me in a cell. They just put me. Yeah. I was just in the police
station. Rare thing of a teenager in a grey hoodie.
Yeah.
You don't see that, show them.
Yeah. Obviously, I was just there, like, and I was kind of shook, innit? This was the first time.
Of course,
yeah, 14, man. Yeah,
I was shook, so I was just sitting there.
You're a good boy.
I'm a good kid, man. Guys, contrary to popular belief, I'm a nice guy. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I just like.
Did you get your chicken and chips or?
Nah, man. Fuck's sake. I didn't even get my chicken and chips that I was steaming.
Yeah.
£2.
Yeah, my dad used to give me £3 pocket money in it. So I used to save £2 every day to get that chicken and chips. Two chicken and chips. But yeah, so I was just there in the police and they just asked me bare questions about what happened. But obviously, there was a bit mad commotion anyway. So I was like, I just told them what I did. I just walked down the hill and they come to the conclusion. And the guy that robbed the guy is like fucking 6'5". I'm like, do you know what I mean? It's not me.
Don't match the description.
It's not me, bro. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just wearing a hoodie sort of thing. And then they let me go and my dad came to get me. It was just mad, bro. I was just like, yeah, man's been arrested. That was
your
time.
Dad, did he believe you straight away though? He's
like,
nah.
No, my dad was kicking off at them, innit? Because.
Yeah. Rightly so, man.
Yeah, my dad was kicking off at them still. And one of the guys was cool. I've always found out, two people arrested me was like a female officer and a guy officer. And the guy was cool, but the female was just on to me.
Yeah.
I was like, mom, I ain't done nothing to you. Like, she was just on it. Like, she's like, no, where were you like just grilling me and that? And I was just like, so my dad kind of just went off in him. And the guy was like apologetic and like kind of knew like what he was doing. But I just think basically there was a lot of trouble in it. My school was like, there was a lot of like gangs involved in who came to my school, so there was a lot of aggro around the school. So I think they were just getting to the point where we want to kind of arrest guys and that.
Do you reckon at any point in your life you could have thought you could be in the police?
Police officer myself?
Yeah.
No way.
That's not even like a nearly an option in my head.
Yeah, but because one time, even younger than that, one time, a madness happened where my dad bought me and my brother a bike. So there was like a bike shop right next to our house, innit? So my dad ordered us a bike and they were like you know, you have to wait a few weeks or whatever before they get it in. So it was time to collect the bikes, isn't it? So my oldest brother was taking me and my brother to get the bikes. Like, literally, it's literally like just across the road from where we live.
Yeah.
So before we get to the bike shop, my brother said, "I'm quickly gonna go corner shop, innit?" But my brother had a black Sony Ericsson, so he's just holding his phone. Imagine he's just holding his phone like this.
Yeah.
Right. So he walks in the shop, and a woman walks out, and as I know, obviously looking back, I understand what she was looking at, but at the time, she looked at my brother like mad weird, like this, like shook.
You saw her do that?
Yeah, I saw her do that. And I just thought this girl was weird or whatever, you know. So then now, we go into the bike shop. So that's nothing. I know if you think about it, it's just like, why is that girl looking at my brother or whatever? So we get the drink or whatever, go into the bike shop, the guy's telling us about the bikes. So we're just chatting, we're just mad excited, got new bikes. Yeah. It's gonna be mad. Like, he's telling us about the bikes, different things you can do, et cetera, et cetera. Come out of the bike shop, SWAT team, like bully vans, bare things around, and they just went for my brother, innit? My older brother. And they're like, "Oh, I'm police, bro." So I was like, bro, like I thought, no, my brother is some serious gangster that, you know what I mean? The feds have been onto him for time. You know what I mean? I'm thinking he's a fucking Kray twin. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking mad. But then they were like, armed police. So almost too, obviously I was younger than I was the time of the story I just told you.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on, sort of thing? They were like, armed police. And apparently the woman in the shop had reported to the police that my brother had a gun on him and he was going to rob she thought he was going to rob the corner shop. Do you get it?
I wonder, like, what was her thought process?
The Sony Ericsson gun.
Yeah. Like, what do you think? Yeah. Do you think this man's going to walk in? Like, because obviously at the time, you know, when you're young, you think 16 is old.
Yeah.
But really, and my brother's a kid himself.
Yeah.
You don't even hold a fucking gun, though, do you?
So, like, my brother is, I don't deep it, but my brother's like 16, 17.
That's crazy traumatic for your brother.
And it's like, bro, what I mean, like, was like, so, like, there was like two bullet vans, like six police cars, and like eight feds jumped him. Do you know what I mean? It was mad. And then I had to, obviously, we had to ride the bikes. And obviously, my brother was switching. So my brother was like, "You lot are just racist, whatever." So we had to ride the bikes, and then like my mum and dad were like, "Where's Justin?" And it was like, "Oh, he's been arrested." Do you know what I mean? And then
the thing is, you can't. So mama, you can't sort of blame the police because someone said he has got a gun.
Gun.
Got a fucking gun. But it's the woman going. But also, when you think he's going to that shop with a gun, I was waiting to see if it gets robbed or something first.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. She literally just saw it and was like
jittery. Do you know what I mean? And then I just thought this because obviously. There's mad people all the time. So I just thought this girl's or whatever, she's a bit crazy. Do you know what I mean? I didn't think anything of it. And then she come out
fucking
the,
jobs.
Boom. Just that shit. Yeah. Come out the thing.
Because they are the worst. Also, going back to the police though. The alright police are the ones who just, I don't know. Maybe I like the ones who think they probably want to do a car chase.
They're into that sort of thing.
But then you get them fucking jobs worth.
Yeah.
One. That happened recently outside my house though.
What?
A police car chase, bro.
Sick.
Imagine like I'm watching TV and all his bang, innit? So I'm thinking, what the fuck's happened, innit? So I run outside, yeah? So basically, this guy doesn't have insurance on his car. The police have flagged him. He's just ducked out, innit? And then they basically cornered him and, like, cut him off the road. So he's crashed into, like where I live, into the brick wall, innit?
Yeah.
And, like, imagine as I come out my house, yeah? One guy just, like, he was just like moving like this towards me and he just dropped on the floor, innit?
Oh shit.
But apparently it's because he was walking and the car almost hit him. So it's like he had like a near death experience.
He's
just in mad shock.
Yeah.
He's like, Can you get my wife? I'm like, bro, I don't even know who you are. Like, where do you live? So I had to like run and get knocking his wife and be like, yo, your husband is like crying on the floor, like just on the street.
It's mad when you
it
see
was
that
mad.
Stuff.
It was
like,
mad, bro.
You only see that in a film.
Yeah.
I was walking, I was through East London somewhere. And I saw a lot of boys shooting a drill video. But like leaning out of their car, sitting on the bonnet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Whoa! It was like, mental to see, do you know what I mean? Because like, obviously, you don't think them filming
I
was like, a little bit scared. Do you know what I mean? Because it was like,
call the police.
So I called the police.
One of them had a Sony Ericsson, yeah.
That was mad, but yeah, fuck the police.
Yeah. So what's the future, Andrew?
Future man, I've got a big announcement coming soon. Comedy announcement. I can't say it right now. I'll tell you guys off the air. I think Mooch already knows anyway.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you off the air. But yeah, just wanna get better at comedy.
Yeah.
and just get bigger, better first, but then bigger, if that makes sense. I don't want to be famous and shit.
But what about, like, is it comedy or presenting? Or is it a bit of both? You want to
be
a bit?
I think the presenting thing was lucky because it just fell into my lap.
Do you enjoy it, though? Do you enjoy doing
it? Yeah, I love it. It's just chatting, especially, like, I wouldn't want to just be a presenter and present on the one show, if that makes sense. I just love doing my show because it's about football.
Is that the dream job, then?
I just love football, but comedy is the best. There's nothing better than... I just want to be a touring act, do you know what I mean? Big enough to tour.
Yeah, man. Do you find a lot of your followers, like football fans, that what it is? Like, would you ever like branch off and do other sketches about like other, like? And
yeah, for sure, man. I just wanted to at the time, my presenting football and comedy was so separate.
Yeah.
So I thought, I need to like mesh the two. Do you know, people will come and see me at gigs and they'll be like, oh, like you do that show, and it was just like completely separate. So I thought, let me just start doing funny things about football.
Yeah.
So people know like I'm a comedian as well. And then those videos just fucking took off. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because I used to have a football character. Because I've got one in brains, I can't concentrate on one. I have to think of a new idea. So people used to love the football character. I try and do something else. And then people are like, I'll do the football thing.
Yeah.
It's good what you're doing. You're just.
I just do what I find funny, do you know what I mean? And I just feel like it's good because when I put out my stand-up clips or what about whatever, people enjoy that. Oh, like, you're sick, you do stand-up as well. And then people come out to shows and stuff, which is great. So, like, I'm just like, I just want to just do what I find funny, do you know what I mean?
But see, it all seems to be fucking going the right way for you, though, man.
I'm trying to be like you, bro. You got 100K.
You'll get there. Right, it's been sick, though.
Been fun, man. Thanks for having me, man.
I think little round of applause for the show. That's been lovely. Oh, go follow Andrew.
Yeah, man. Social, Instagram, @AndrewBenson_, TikTok, @AndrewBenson. I don't really, you can follow me on Twitter, but I don't give a fuck about Twitter.
Right, nice one.
Thank you, brother.
Cheers, man. Andrew Mensah there. He's a good guy, Andrew. He's got a real good energy about him. I did really enjoy chatting to him. He's a bloody good bloke. So as some of you may know, I entered a national comedy competition called So You Think You're Funny, and I managed to take home the bronze medal. Oi, oi. I'm chuffed to bits with that, over the moon. I had a real good time in Edinburgh, all in all, really good experience. I talk about it, I give a little debrief on my solo podcast that is over on Patreon. So if you want to hear more on how it went, you want to get the inside scoop, then head over to patreon.com/JackSkipper. Sign up for just £3 a month. You also get the other weekly podcast that I do with my brother Joseph. If you are fans of the podcast, head over there. I think, you know, if you enjoy this, you'll definitely enjoy that. Thank you to everyone who's been listening, reviewing, giving the 5 stars. You know, it takes such a small amount of time, and it really does help and means a lot. So if you haven't done so already, please give it the 5 stars, leave a review, and it really does help. But thank you all for listening. I'll be back next week with some more. Take care.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.